Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday morning at 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have moved the show a little bit east of our downtown studios, and we are at Knapp's Crossing, corner of Knapp and the Beltline, and we are in a beautiful D&W store. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And as we play that Grilling Guys rap, we've got Denny Middleton standing by here to come on, and that's the first time a real musician scrutinized my little rap, so I'll have to see what he thinks of that.
Yeah, well, we'll test that out. We'll break that down in a minute.
We've got Corey Stamos here from the meat department. And, Corey, you run the meat department?
Yes, sir, yep.
You've got a beautiful display of cuts back there. And I noticed when we were back there going through some of your stuff, you said your best seller was your filet mignon.
Yeah.
That preferred Angus.
The boneless filet, yep.
Those look so gorgeous. You also had some New York strips that look pretty great, but one of the things I really liked was those little slices of flank steak you took and you wrapped up. What do you have in that thing? It's like a pinwheel steak.
Yeah. It's a tenderized flank steak, and then it's baby spinach and provolone cheese. And then it's rolled up into a pinwheel. It's a great item.
What would you throw on that before you threw it on the grill? What would you spice that up with?
Maybe just like a little touch of olive oil and some, cracked pepper or something. Mm-hmm. Just to add a little bit of flavor to
it. Yeah, that's a great presentation if you want to impress people, and pretty reasonable price, too, for as gorgeous as that is. Baby spinach, you cook that up inside with that provolone, man, that's just got to be some super good flavor.
Melted cheese in there. Oh. Yeah.
So, Corey, I'm driving in my car, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, ooh, man, my mouth's watering now because I got to get over to D&W and try some of that preferred Angus beef. I walk up to your meat market, one of you or one of your guys is standing there, and I say, you know what, I got a family of six, my wife and I and my four kids, I got one of these monster eaters that's a high school kid, and the rest of them are all younger, okay, I've painted the picture, right, and I say, I want to spend $25 is all for meat for my family tonight, we're going to throw something on the grill. Can I ask one of your guys that question, what are they going to say?
Yeah, you sure can. A great item for that would be the boneless sirloin steak. Or like a boneless sizzler steak, you know, something that's not outrageous in price. You know, you can feed a family of six, you know.
So maybe top sirloin?
Yeah, top sirloin, yep.
That's really good on the grill. It's kind of not talked about enough, and that's probably our fault, but that's a regular for me. It's the perfect shish kebab meat, for one thing, because it's affordable.
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that, too, because you can come back and we can special cut, you know, any thickness you'd like. You know, we can season it up for you, whatever you'd like.
Yeah, it's a fantastic meat market back here. If you've never been here, if you're just tuning in, we are at the D&W on Knapp's Crossing, Knapp's in the Beltline, and they've got a fresh butcher shop back there. They're cutting their own meat. It's fantastic, and we've had Corey here, who's the head butcher back there, and we appreciate you being on, Corey.
Hey, yeah, thanks, guys.
And he's got 4 years in the meat business, which you're only 22. That's pretty good. that's earning your stripes. Before we get rid of him, though, this guy's making all kinds of sausage.
Oh, really?
He's got fresh chorizo, just Italian brats, beautiful stuff back there. And I love fresh sausage. It beats the heck out of the packaged stuff that who knows where it came from.
Yep, everyday price at $4.99 a pound. We got potato sausage, Polish sausage.
You've got potato sausage?
Yep.
I don't know hardly anybody that makes that stuff anymore. That is great. I'd love to do some of that on the grill. It's been years.
Well, we'll get some before we leave.
Well, thanks a lot, Corey. Right now we've got Denny Middleton with us, who's a local legend. We just worked an event with Denny the other night. We were at the ribbon cutting for the Grand Rapids Home Builders Association's new headquarters, and Denny and his band of brothers were kind enough to go out there and entertain us all. And I just can't get enough of listening to you guys, man. You're just
thank you.
You just lay down some great vibes. And what we want to talk about, though, is your involvement with the Fallen Warrior Project, which Jop and I got involved with 125th, the Grand Valley Armory over there. Sergeant Lewandowski, who's a buddy of yours, and it's a small world, you know.
Yep, it
is. We're all connected. Yep. So tell us about that.
Well, my pal Joe, a couple years ago, we were having a beer at the Mighty Vestal Inn up in Belmont, and
been there many times.
Yeah, and he had this idea to try and get some a fundraiser going,
right?
You know, just a benefit to salute our troops that we've lost since 9/11,
right?
And prior to that, I had just recorded this song called "Calling All Gods" with Michael Crittenden, producer, and I wrote the song based on the loss of Pat Tillman.
Okay, yep.
U.S. Army Ranger, played for the Cards, and so that goes back to probably 2004, 2005 when I wrote it, and just kind of tweaked the song throughout the years, and finally recorded it. And my whole idea was to raise money for the Michigan families, West Michigan families, basically, that have lost their kids in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah, so. And there's plenty of them.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys. We're 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're talking with Denny Middleton, and Denny's been nice enough to bring down about a half a dozen of these CDs. And if you swing by here at D&W at Knapp's Crossing, corner of Knapp and the Beltline, you walk in, we're right across from the Starbucks. You can't miss us. We'll give you one of these CDs. I tell you what, there's some great songs on this thing. This Calling All Gods is, if you don't get a little tear in your eye when you're listening to that, just the somber things, all the stuff that's been happening around, not only overseas, but, you know, Officer Slot here,
right,
that got taken out last week by just a stupid act. But you know what? It happens, and it's this memorial's for all service.
Oh, you've got the Fort Hood terrorist. You know, you've got all kinds of these fundamentalists even hitting us in our own territory, and it's very cool that you've embraced this project, Denny. Denny is... you've probably heard him. You've seen him around Grand Rapids and the West Michigan market. He's all over the place. He's really, truly a local legend. And we're going to end the show with that song. So if you want to know what Calling All God sounds like, you can go find Denny Middleton on the web, or stick around for the end of the show, because you're going to hear Calling All Gods. And the Fallen Warrior Project is something that, for a lot of us, is just really...
And all the proceeds from this CD will go directly to the memorial we're building down at the Armory on 44th Street.
Yeah, that is
so cool. It's a $10 CD. You can get it all shows here today, and everything is going directly.
So can you stick around a little bit? If people want to meet you, they can get the CD, and maybe they can give a little donation. You can drop that off of Sergeant Lewandowski.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you know, if you want to find out more about that Fallen Warrior Memorial, it's on our website as well, thegrillingguys.com. We put that right on our front page so that you can go on there and find out more about it. You can donate right from our website as well. So get out there and support this, because this is a tribute to all of the fallen soldiers and servicemen, local and those that have been overseas, that have given the ultimate sacrifice to support us and let a couple knuckleheads like Bob and I be able to sit down at a D&W and do this kind of thing and have fun. So, you know, we don't push a lot of things very strongly, but I'm going to tell you, this is one that you really need to get behind.
Yeah, and Denny, tonight you're at Nick Fink's, aren't you?
Yes, my pal Bradley Allen Frank. People know him as B-Rad.
Yep.
He'll be hitting
kind
the
of a regular with you.
Oh, yeah, many years.
Yep.
And we do like a 9 to midnight show.
And Nick Finks. Yep, Nick Finks is one of the Gilmore Collection, and that's right on the West River Drive.
Yep.
That's a legendary place.
You know, it is, and make sure to eat before you get there, because Nick Finks is one of the only places in town that doesn't serve food.
And the Gilmore Collection.
Correction, yeah. They just got their kitchen going this week.
Oh, did they? Okay, well, great. Well, that's good news.
You want, so.
Awesome. That's great. But Nick Finks is a great place right up there on West River Drive by the ballpark, just a little bit north of the ballpark there, if you get a chance.
Legendary place.
Yeah.
What's coming up,
John? Well, I tell you what, we're going to have one of my favorite guests on the show next, Diana Stamfler. She's going to break down the Detroit Fall Beer Festival for us, and we're going to do a smoked roasted apple pie with a pumpkin crust. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.